Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This just into me. The Health Information and Quality Authority has identified issues at a number of HSE-run disability services in the North West, according to its latest inspection reports. The independent watchdog has published 41 reports on designated centres for people with disabilities nationwide. Non-compliance with the regulations and standards was identified at three centres based in the HSE's Community Health Area Organisation Number 1, which is the North West region. HICWA undertook a review of all HSE centres in Donegal due to concerns about management, governance and oversight following the publication of the Brandon Report in December 2021. Okay, more details on that as we get them. Were you a teenage hurler or camogie player who wore your club jersey with pride, or do you have a clutch of medals and souvenirs from sports days going back decades? For many of us, our sporting days fell down the list of importance as we grew up, got jobs and had families, but we know how important continuing exercise is for a healthy body and mind as we age. So we're asking today, what sports and exercise can transition with us as we age? And how much exercise should we all be aiming for? I'm joined in studio now by Jenny Brannigan, chartered physiotherapist at Total Physio in Sandyford. Good morning to you. And also by Roseanne Kenny, Regius Professor of Medicine, who is responsible for ageing research at Trinity College Dublin. Good morning to both of you. Roseanne, let us start with the good news first, please. You're saying that today's 60-year-old is yesterday's 40-year-old, and your message is, don't give up.
Oh, absolutely. Don't give up. In fact, outside, we were just discussing, I think, a great example, a chap called Charles Eggster, who was a dentist, who, you know, rode and skied to a fairly high level in his youth, then became, as many do, a couch potato in midlife, etc. And then in his mid-60s decided, enough of this, I've put on enough of weight and, you know, nothing's happening and I feel unwell. And he started to exercise again, and he again rode and skied and to a very high level. And when he was 85... and his second wife had died at this stage, he looked in the mirror and noted he had a pancake butt, as he said himself in the TED Talk. And at 85, he took up weight training.
Well, first of all, you have to say, fair enough and well played to him that he was able to actually turn around that far and see behind him at 85.
That's very true. But anyway, he took up weight training and won many medals for the over 90s World Championship thereafter. So I love the example of him because he's an example of it's never too late. And particularly with respect to resistance training, which is what weights are, they're really, really important as we get older, because sarcopenia, this business of fat accumulating in muscles rather than just the muscle tissue sets in, is really, really common. And it's hard to shift when it sets in. So weights are good for keeping sarcopenia out of the system.
We're not talking immediately about heading off to the gym and starting pumping iron. We'll get into a little bit more detail on that later. Jenny, from what age does our muscle start to degenerate? At what point should we actually say, okay, now's the time, start paying attention to this?
We need to be thinking about future-proofing from our late 30s onwards. So this loss of lean muscle mass that Roseanne mentioned there, that starts from late 30s into our early 40s. So we might look the same in photographs, but that's this fatty infiltration into our muscles happening. So you might look the same, you might feel the same in your clothes, but gradually you notice over time your grip strength starts to diminish. You don't have quite the same stamina over time. So we need to be thinking about it much, much earlier than people generally are. It's really about quality of life. We need to be thinking in these periods of time when we are very busy, and I know that people are busy with children and with careers, but we need to be making sure to prioritise that exercise also. Because, again, it's never too late, but the more you do earlier, you're future-proofing yourself so that you will be better in those later stages of life.
Is the logic of what you're saying here that you actually need to be exercising more at 45 than you were at 35 to try and future-proof yourself?
So you have to remember that as you age, you naturally start to lose your flexibility. You naturally lose that lean muscle mass. And with that comes reductions in balance reactions. And ultimately, as that goes on for longer periods, it reduces your confidence. So people start to notice that they're not doing the same amount of exercise as they used to do. And then they start to think, well, actually, I'm not able to do any more than this. So they start to develop this smaller comfort zone of movement. And if they're not challenging constantly that comfort zone of movement to make their bodies more resilient, then they start to get worried if they do something out of the ordinary and they feel a strain. And they think, oh, that movement doesn't suit me. So they don't do that movement anymore. So you have to be constantly challenging your body, making sure that you do different movements throughout the day so that you are resilient. If you do suddenly have to run after a child across the road, you can do that. If it's a sunny day and you suddenly want to do some gardening, your body is able for that. So are you doing enough different movement outside that comfort zone of movement so that you have that resilience to be able to live a comfortable life and the quality of life piece, doing the things that you want to do?
So literally, Roseanne, we should not just be stepping, but moving and stretching outside of our comfort zone in everything that we do every day.
And your question was very pertinent. I recommend to patients after the age of 50, do a little bit more every year. And that should continue until the day you die. A little bit more every year, not less. And we really need to get into that mindset. It's a mindset thing. We assume... you can't expect me to go out now tonight for a walk. Look, I'm 70, whatever, you know, yes, actually. So it's getting into the mindset of a little bit more. And the other thing I think, Philip, which is an important message, is for people to try and do exercise with others. It's hard to do it on your own, particularly as you get older. And, you know, you mightn't have the confidence to go into a gym on your own at 75. But if you're doing classes with other people or doing something with others, you know, there's the fun element and the social support element, which is important.
The problem here, though, is that once you go into a gym, unless you're accompanied by a physical trainer, if you start lifting weights and pumping iron, you're going to start picking up injuries pretty
Absolutely,
soon, aren't you?
Yeah. And it has to be done under supervision because it won't happen otherwise. And that's why only in the US, where this is, you know, the message is out there, only 8% of people over 75 do any weight training, do any resistance training. So but we do need resistance training, and we actually need it more as we get older than we do in youth because of the muscle loss that we've discussed. So we it would be fantastic if we could have some sort of a program through policy whereby there were supervised exercise programs within gyms for people, say, over the age of 70 or whatever, so people felt comfortable doing it under supervision.
Jenny?
The other important thing we haven't mentioned yet is the bone health element of this. So as we get older, our bone health is really vitally important. And we have a high rate of osteoporosis in this country. And the stronger your muscles are and the more you are weight training as you get older, you improve your bone mineral density. And that's very important because the stronger muscles you have, the better you're going to be from a movement point of view. You're going to be more stable. So your balance reactions will improve and you reduce your risk of falling. If you fall in older age, it's much more of a problem. So we have to try and prevent that by lifting weights earlier and more and continuing into 70s, 80s and 90s like Charles did.
As you mentioned osteoporosis, somebody has texted on 51551. Would your guest care to comment on an article in yesterday's Irish Times re-osteoporosis suggestion that adults should do 30 minutes of resistance exercise daily? Should we not build rest days into our exercise regime? Let me just twist that question a little bit because we've talked about weights. Should we not also be considering Pilates classes and yoga classes, Roseanne?
They're all resistance exercise programs. I mean, so when I say weights, I'm using it as a generic term for resistance
Your own
programs.
Body is a weight as well.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what Pilates does. It actually utilises that weight. And many people find Pilates classes much, much easier to take part in. And again, we were discussing that there are now Pilates classes which are machine-assisted reformers, which might be easier for folk who are new to Pilates rather than trying to get up and down off the ground with respect to
Can I put in
Pilates.
A word for yoga? A personal revelation for somebody who has come to yoga quite late in life. Just how enjoyable it is and how limber you feel, and the meditative and the breathing aspect to it is really quite special, Jenny.
It's absolutely fantastic. And it's a really good way, again, because you have a class there, there's a group mentality also. So you do start to get that social outlet also. But one thing I just want to pick up on from your listener there, I did see that article in the Times yesterday. The important, it's not actually resistance training every day. What you're looking for is you're looking for resistance training 2 to 3 times a week. So the World Health Organization recommendation is for you to do cardio 150 minutes per week. So we say 30 minutes of cardio per day. But for people under the age of 65, they talk about 2 strengthening sessions per week. But over the age of 65, they talk about 3 strengthening sessions per week. So that recommendation for strengthening actually increases over the age of 65.
Our built environment and the technology that we surround ourselves with now makes lives much, much easier and cosets us in a way that we don't need to perhaps cosset ourselves. Would you recommend, no, don't use the button to close the boot of the car, whatever about taking the lift up those stairs.
I absolutely agree. And one thing that actually I think has not been great for us is this delivery of shopping. Because one excellent way to work strengthening into your day is actually to carry your own shopping bags and lift them in and out of the trolley and lift them into your car or lift them home if you're walking home. But if you get them delivered to your door, you're limiting the amount of lifting that you have to do in that environment. So certainly mod cons are a bit of a problem because it makes us lazy. But what we always have to think about is challenging the body. And we talked about lifting, but really what you're doing is you're trying to lift yourself against gravity. So it depends. Everybody has a different starting point. So even if you're chair bound, you can still practice lifting your body out of that chair. And that's enough of a challenge for you to be pushing that comfort zone of movement and doing more, as Roseanne says. But if somebody has a much better baseline whereby they're quite fit and active, then that challenge again, lifting against gravity, becomes the weights. So the principles are the same. It really just depends on where your starting point is. And you can always get help with that starting point to start to move forward.
Roseanne, what are your thoughts on team sports for older people? For the person who says, hurling was my sport, if I can't play that, I'm not going to do anything.
Ooh, well, I mean, I think team sports are, first of all, anything in a team gives great camaraderie. Clearly, it has to be, if you're just reintroducing yourself into it, it should be gradual. You can't assume you're going to be as functional at 55 as you were at 25 on a hurling pitch. But there's no reason why not. And I would say intergenerational sports are brilliant, but make sure that there's a sufficient number of people of your own age on the team. And if I could just add that we haven't talked about the benefits for the brain as we get older and exercise. Exercise almost acts like a bubble bath for brain neurotransmitters. And it's pretty much the only thing which increases the size of the hippocampus, which is the area of the brain, the only area of the brain that we can increase neurons in, the number of nerve cells, grow new nerve cells. And they're important for memory and for focus. So think of when
I
you're exercising your brain.
We couldn't grow brain cells at all. That's really
interesting. We can in the hippocampus. And there are now, we know of growth factors which exercise releases from muscle and from liver during exercise called BDNF and LTP. And they directly influence the number of neurons, which are the nerve cells, and the number of synapses between neurons, which are the connections, which is the activity. They almost make our hippocampal new cells behave like teenagers. They're so eager for function.
This is unrelated, is it, to the endorphin rush that you get after exercise?
So they're the growth hormones I've cited. The other ones are the other neurotransmitters are dopamine, serotonin, noradrenaline, and that's what you're talking about. They're the endorphins, which are the feel-good factors that are associated with exercise.
A few more of the texts. Here in Oranmore, we have an excellent programme for older adults. Mm-hmm. We are all like spring chickens down here. Also, the social interaction after the coffee is wonderful for our mental health, says Christina. Hi, Philip. Orienteering is a sport that can grow with you. I'm regularly overtaken by a spry 90-year-old, says Nicola. I think you need to speed up there, Nicola, might be the answer to that. It really does, I suppose, it's just a question of mindset. You can adjust all of these sports, can't you, to suit your own age.
You have to find what you love and then you will keep doing it.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Thank you both very much for coming into us this morning. Jenny Branigan, Chartered Physio at Total Physio Sandyford, and Professor Roseanne Kenny. It's just coming up to 11:02. I have to take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.